Hi, is Don in?
You're speaking to him.
Hey, Don, it's Jeremiah from the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Fine, good.
Good, good. I was wondering if you had a few minutes to kind of speak about your file here.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. So I know you've been working with Tyler and trying to get some funds. I just want to, I'm kind of like the last person before I give kind of sign off here and see what you guys are approved for. But I just wanted to confirm a few things with you.
Okay, what was your name again?
Jeremiah.
Jeremiah.
Okay, so I know you guys are looking for around 50,000, 50 to 60.
Oh, more than that. What didn't they put the right amount on there?
Oh, I have, yeah, between 50 to 60. But it was more than that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Let's see this.
All right, let me confirm that. Looking to consolidate some debt. Yeah, looking for about 65 to 68 is what it says.
That's what the girls put on the application?
Yeah, that's what it says.
Well, I'm gonna have to have them send you some more paperwork because that's not correct.
Okay, what were you guys looking for?
I don't even remember the exact amount, but it was closer to 200 grand.
Oh, 200. Okay, wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let me see here. Then, yeah, we're not even in the same ballpark.
No.
let me figure this out here. You do have a current balance with On Deck, right? Let me confirm that.
Yeah, about 10 grand out there.
Okay, around 10 grand left. Okay, let me see if I can generate some new numbers here. What are you guys going to be using the funds for?
Just consolidate.
Consolidate some debt?
Yeah.
Is any of it going to be used to help grow the business?
Well, if we can consolidate, then we can. Yeah, that'll help grow the business.
Yeah, focus on growing.
Free up some monthly funds, you know.
Okay, okay. I did get a list here of what you owe. Is that what you're looking to consolidate? Was all the let me see here. See if that's how you got that total. Okay, yeah, so I have a $14,000 with Wells Fargo, $31,000 with BK the Sierra, Tuo Cimas Federal Bank for $3,000, On Deck for $10,000, American Express for $20,000. So 60, 70.
Yeah, tax. We have a tax program we've got set up with the IRS we had in there too.
Okay, that's probably what that is. Is it like 3 grand was the balance?
Oh no, it's like 60, 70 grand.
Oh wow, okay.
Yeah.
So let me just kind of, you know, going over the file. I just don't see the 200 being approved. Just kind of glancing at everything. Are you guys open to accepting a little bit something smaller?
Possibly.
Okay. Because I think
yeah,
more.
Yeah. What kind of a? And I've been dealing with a couple different people yet. I'm still waiting to hear from another guy too. But I was wanting, you know, more of a long term thing so we could, you know, get these payments down to where they're a little more manageable.
Okay. We were
so
shooting
what do
for.
What you guys do?
Yeah, we were shooting for long term. That's what we were shooting for.
All right. Uh-huh.
Now, the only issue is that with the amount that you guys are currently, like, your ending balances in your bank statements are very low. You guys got a lot of cash flow going in and out, but you're ending with only a couple grand a month left in the bank statements, which is very concerning to us.
Yeah, all these doggone payments.
Yeah. So, I mean, we're looking at anywhere between 50 to 65, probably getting you approved for. And as far as term, we're looking anywhere between 12 to 18 months.
Yeah, that's basically what I've got with On Deck, you know?
Yeah, I know.
Those kind of lows just choke me.
Yeah.
I can't do that anymore.
No, I totally understand. I mean, I would get you a much, much better rate than, you know, you would have with On Deck. But, yeah, that's probably what we can, the best thing we can get you approved for at this time, just because of your ending balances. There, no one's going to approve you for a long term like that. So, I mean, I can go forward and see, you know, what type of exact approval I'll get. But I'm just kind of, you know, I want to set the expectations right here. I don't want to tell you I'm going to get you $200,000 on a 3-year term, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah, I was hoping to do like something like 10 years.
10-year term. Yeah, there's definitely not going to happen. The longest one we do is 5. And 5 is generally on equipment financing. If you're ever going to finance some equipment, it's more of a collateralized based loan. But with this unsecured type of loan, they're generally shorter. I mean, I can probably extend it close to 18 months, 15 to 18 months, but that's it's probably the longest I can get on your file.
Yeah.
And I can get you a great, great rate, you know, something better than what you pay with On Deck. That's for sure. But, I mean, I want it to help your business. I don't want to set you guys back, you know what I mean?
Right.
So, I mean, how open are you to that? Do you want me to work on that, or do you think I'm just wasting your time and my time?
Well, I mean, I'm open to that, you know. I'm not going to close the door to that at this point. Let's see what you can do.
Okay. Let me see what I can do. I'm glad I called to figure this out, because if you were under the impression of $200,000, that's... I'm going to try to get more. I'll try to get more, and I'll try to get the longest term possible. I understand what you're going to be using it for. I will have an answer for you tomorrow. What time is good to follow up with you?
Probably the same time tomorrow.
Same time around tomorrow? Perfect. I'll do that. Mm-hmm. And then just call you on this number here?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. And one last thing. You guys are 50-50 ownership. Is it you and your wife?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I just wanted to clarify that. All right, let me see what I can do here, and I will give you a call tomorrow, Don.
Okay, thanks.
All right, appreciate your time.
Okay, bye.
Bye.